Hello and welcome to the 100th episode of the Pals Anime Lounge, a podcast where a bunch of pals get together to talk about anime. The pals are Artura.
Hello everyone.
And Gauz.
Hi.
And I'm your host, Ace. Joining us for this momentous occasion are Erin.
Hello.
And Jack.
Jack's head is in his bathtub.
In today's episode, we're talking about Sonic the Hedgehog the movie, yes again, which released in 1996 in Japan as a two-episode OVA, but in 1999 in the West as the movie. I chose this one because, honestly, the first time we did it, it wasn't very well formatted, and it deserves a redo. So when better than the 100th episode? It was animated by Studio Pierrot, the company behind Bleach, Tokyo Ghoul, and Naruto. Sonic the Hedgehog the movie has a MyAnimalist score of 6.93, which is up from 6.83 back in December 2021 when we first did it.
Nice.
Did you just say MyAnimalist?
No, he did say MyAnimalist.
It sounded like Animalist.
Get your head out of your tub. Oh wait, no, that's Jackman.
Hey, I'm Jackman!
Wow, so believable.
My synopsis for this is: the evil Robotnik needs Sonic's help, but can he be trusted? Artura, what do you...
The evil Robotnik, as opposed to the good one? Sorry.
No, don't worry. Robotnik tells Sonic and Tails about a device so powerful, it could destroy Planet Freedom's Land of the Sky. But is this just another ploy to get rid of Sonic? And you're lucky I didn't put evil Robotnik, or I would have made the same joke.
Gauz, what do you have?
Sonic is roped into doing a job of a Sparky for a day, and the president of space keeps Robotnik around because he is so lovable. Also, Tails yells a lot.
Okay, Erin, what do you have?
Sonic, Tails, and Knuckles in a cool hat fight Robo Eggman and Hyper Metal Sonic to protect the president and his daughter, Sarah. But everyone is very hyperactive and does weird, funny stuff.
And Jack?
Blue Hedgehog wants to nap, but runs rampant in San Francisco instead. People say metal a lot.
Metal!
It's New York, it's not San Francisco.
Yeah, close enough.
Some American city.
Someplace USA.
You'll run on the Golden Gate Bridge at some point.
Springfield.
Oh, was the president a parody of an American president?
No. And no, Robotnik's fat, but he's not the president.
Not that guy.
So the movie opens on mysterious machines and a robot Sonic being held in a beam of light. A shadowy figure talks to the robot about needing life data to complete his Hyper Metal Sonic. And then we get the title card.
Thank you for keeping it spoiler-free that who that shadow figure is. We could never have figured it out.
Well,
he never calls it a Hyper Metal Sonic ever again.
He does.
A couple times. And throughout my notes, I say it every single time. So get ready.
Oh, no. I see why he said the evil Robotnik, because secretly, Ace is the good Robotnik.
The good Robotnik is a podcaster. We open back
with evil tendencies.
We open on an owl in a poorly designed jet flying through the sky with their destination, an island in the clouds.
Yeah, I really could have sworn that was an old man.
I'll get into that. We find Sonic relaxing on the beach, and Tails proudly announces that his rocket-powered bodyboard is ready to go. Sonic isn't interested, so Tails hops on, and it results in Sonic getting soaked, and Tails unable to control it.
I note that Sonic likes napping much more than he likes Tails.
A lot of people probably do that.
I want to note that Sonic listens to stock rock music radio.
One more note is, I'm pretty sure they live on Mount Magneto or something, since it's got, like, crashed planes and pillars and God knows what.
It's the Starship Enterprise.
Oh, it's the island from Lost.
Yep, I thought about making that joke too, actually.
But, yeah, I also saw, I'm pretty sure I saw Frieza's ship on there. Like, around dome thing.
Yeah,
So the meta-narrative is that Sonic's been dead all along?
I did wonder if, apart from the Constitution-class starship, that there was whether there were any other references, so probably is Frieza's ship. Sonic ignores his best friend's cries for help, so Tails and the owl almost squish him. Sonic then refuses to help the owl, so Tails does his best, until they're headed straight for a cliff, and Sonic jumps into action. Why ignore his friend's cries before but not now? No clue.
I just wanted to mention that Sonic was really close to being isekai'd. It may not be a truck, but it was close enough.
I think that plane got isekai'd.
I'm pretty sure the owl flying the plane should be arrested as well. Guys, under some kind of influence.
He can't be arrested. He's one of the president's people.
I'm pretty sure with that president, they don't have any law enforcement anyway.
The owl, who appears to have no name, tells Sonic that the president wants to see him.
The owl with no name.
The president of what?
The president of South Island, or the land of the sky, or anyway. But Aaron did make the observation that people call the owl Old Man. Well, according to this Sonic wiki, his name is Old Man Owl.
Descriptive. I wonder how he handled that when he was young.
Wait, so is his name, is his given name Owl then? Because it's like Old Man Logan, Old Man Owl.
No, that's his last name.
Yeah.
That's what Sonic Hedgehog.
Yeah.
Middle name The.
First name Old, middle name Man, last name Owl.
Since the president calls later on, why did he send the owl this time?
Yeah,
the owl is no either. That. Yeah.
They reference it in the thing, they just, the owl, oh sorry, Sonic just, why didn't you call? And the owl says, oh, I could have done that!
Yeah, but...
And then...
The president could have done it himself. He didn't need to get the owl to place the phone call.
Nobody likes the owl, Ace.
Look, but to be fair, it could be because Robotnik had them both kidnapped, so they didn't want to know that this was Robotnik's plan.
I feel like the president asked the owl to make the call, but he's sold, so he doesn't know about smartphones and stuff.
The owl's like, it'll take too long to fax Sonic, I'm just gonna go.
Yeah, and besides, the old man being there means that he can house it while Sonic and Tails go visit the president.
Speaking of which, they leave the island and soon arrive on another sky island where they find Robotnik in the president's chair. Robotnik sicks some robots on the pair, but they easily defeat those and Sonic leaps at Robotnik. The president cries out for Sonic to stop because him and his daughter Sarah are held captive by about a dozen more robots on the other side of the room, which Sonic and Tails hadn't noticed yet.
I wanted to ask, did Sonic ever get physical with Robotnik?
Wow, that's too not safe for work for this podcast. I'm sorry.
If he's rushing him, what is he going to do? If he doesn't have if he's not flying some kind of a machine, he's helpless pretty much. Ace,
spin attack his head off.
Did Sonic ever punch Robotnik directly?
Might have happened in Sonic Unleashed. I don't recall.
Oh, because that's the one about punching.
Sonic's a good boy. He can't just go around punching old men.
Exactly. I do want to
come
know...
now. Did we watch the same movie? Sonic's borderline villainous.
I do want to note that this sequence here reminded me a little bit of the classic episode of Sonic X, where Eggman takes over the White House. The actual White House.
I've never watched Sonic X, apart from parts of the odd episode here and there.
The episode was titled Eggman for President, and it was the 41st episode of the series.
We will now pause the podcast while we all go and watch that episode.
Excelsior!
And we're back. Apparently Robotnik isn't doing this to rule South Island. He's there because the safety of planet freedom is at stake. In case you wondered why the Sonic-style indie platformer is called Freedom Planet. Clearly takes its name from this.
Wow.
Now, as you are aware, Planet Freedom is made of two separate dimensions, the Land of the Sky and the Land of Darkness.
Obviously.
Yes, yes.
It's such a good and intense lore drop.
But we're supposed to fall asleep, guys. Come on.
Robotnik rules the Land of Darkness from his city Robotropolis, but a being named Metal Robotnik has attacked. The subs, of course, use Eggman instead of Robotnik, and Black Eggman instead of Metal Robotnik.
forgot about that. I watched the dub again. So.
I've only ever seen the dub. Goodness.
I want to note that I think Metal Robotnik used a Fembot army to conquer the Dark Underworld or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah, in the flashback. Fake flashback. It was the robots were thinner than Robotnik's ones.
And a bit chestier, if I was not mistaken.
Yeah, he was going to put boobs on Metal Sonic, but decided against it at the last moment.
Missed opportunity.
Well, he wants to create a duplicate of Sonic, not Sonic with gender dysphoria.
Look, men have boobs, okay?
Metal Robotnik has fiddled with the main power generator, and so it will explode the very next morning if it isn't stopped. Sonic refuses to do it, as 99 times out of 100, Robotnik is lying. Tails asks, what if this is that one other time, which gives Sonic a shocked Pikachu face.
He's like, oh my god, you're right! There's 1 out of 100 times he's going to tell the truth! He has to be telling the truth then!
Oh!
Oh my god! The math checks out!
Well, before today, he did lie 99 other times, so...
They sit down to count it out. Well, there was that one time he did that thing, and then we're like, oh no.
It's like the impression I got was that he was just, he heard someone say it once, and he was saying, he was just repeating it. Oh, he lies 99 out of 100 times, and he never thought about the one time. This, oh my god, is that what this means? Then he must be telling the truth!
Robotnik puts a GPS watch on Tails' wrist, and he and Sonic leave. On the plane, Sonic wonders if the watch contains a bomb, but Tails dismisses that, as they don't know the way to Robotropolis without it. Sonic is concerned about the President and Sarah, but Robotnik and Sarah are just playing Virtua Fighter with mods.
I have two notes about this. The first one is... In the dub, Sarah, the president's daughter, utters this beautiful line. This is not verbatim, since I kind of wrote it while I was watching, but it was something akin to, I don't care what happens to everyone else, but do it for us. Which was a bit confusing. And also, thanks, I guess. Secondly, which Sega console was that?
The Sega Neptune.
Cool.
Speaking of fun Sarah lines, in that same segment, I also remember her saying, fight me again in this game, or I'll stop being your hostage.
Yeah, I thought that was funny.
No, I thought she said, if you win, I'll stop being your hostage. Or if you play me, I'll stop being your hostage.
No. It was if you win, if you don't play with me again.
Yeah, but she said, I'll stop being your hostage.
Yeah.
Like he wants her to.
Like she is there by her own volition. Like, Robotnik bursts in, takes the president hostage, and she's like, yeah, okay, me too. It's one way to kill the afternoon.
We know that now, canonically, he probably only had the president, and she's like, oh, I want to join too. I would prefer to do this over schoolwork.
Well... She has pretty dead eyes, so...
Also, is the president's daughter a cat, or what's going on? Because she grows a tail at some point.
She's a cat girl.
Mm.
As we all know, president's daughters are cat girls.
Something breaks through a wall moments after Sarah demands to go for a drive. She hops in, and Robotnik gets in after her, and the door closes. Sonic and Tails... meanwhile, find a massive whirlpool in the clouds that leads to the Land of Darkness. You know, that other dimension.
And it's New York City.
Did you mention that like they get on the plane and they fly for a while and they cut back to them playing Street Fighter, then they cut back to them being on the plane and they cut back again to them playing Street Fighter, and then they cut back again to the plane and then they go through the wormhole. It's the weirdest. It's like it's like someone abridged this.
It already is out of place. That why go back to the plane and why go back? Just
it's like a comedy edit. That's what it is. It's like we're still flying. I wonder what's happening back there. I wonder if they're still playing Street Fighter.
Yeah, what it is Sonic says, "I wonder what they're doing," and the movie's like, "Okay, I'll show you what they're doing." Now, what else you got to say, Sonic? I've got nothing else to say. Oh, okay, I'll go back to them.
I was wondering how they didn't notice the gigantic whirlpool in the sky before this.
They've never flown that way before. They always flew to the east.
They were thinking about what Robotnik is doing.
Ah, fair.
So they fly down and crash the plane. They're fine, though, and run off towards Robotropolis. A lot of the running montage that follows is copied from the opening to Sonic CD.
Right. Yeah.
And it looks awesome.
It looks awful. The animation used in Sonic CD is much better.
And I just want to point out that Sonic was like going out of his way to go to where the spikes were going to be so he could jump over them.
Yes, I thought about adding a note about that. Yeah, there's some to the left. Okay, I'll move to the left and jump over them.
A lot of the action is just weirdly edited, like it doesn't connect for me.
But they go through a warp zone and find themselves in the Ancient Relics, which is clearly New York City. The warp zone gives the same effect that you see when time traveling in Sonic CD. I thought there might be some connection, but clearly not.
They were cutting corners.
I mean, hey, it also features Hyper Metal Sonic.
And a planet that isn't Mobius. But South Island, that's specifically mentioned in the Sonic the Hedgehog manual. Never mind. As they head for Robotropolis, they're attacked by Metal Robotnik, who wears a cape despite being a robot.
And has like a weird sort of door stomach for some reason, but that's not important.
How else would we know it's like the main supervillain? He has to look glamorous.
Sonic and Tails decide they're too busy to fight, so tell Metal Robotnik that they're leaving. This angers the robot, and it shreds its cape, revealing organic bat wings and a big jet booster.
Awesome.
That wasn't even Metal Robotnik's final form.
It was not. I was kind of hoping it'd be M. Bison. Looks like him.
No psycho power in this, unfortunately. Or Isekai trucks. During the ensuing chase, Metal Robotnik blows out a bridge, and instead of shooting the heroes at point-blank range, it blasts the ground beneath them, figuring that they'll fall into the water and drown. They do not.
So, a quick point on the earlier comments. This is an isekai. They literally go from their world to another world.
But it's explained as a dimension. They can just freely go between dimensions. That's not an isekai, that's a holiday.
Sword Art Online! I rest my case.
If you die in the world of darkness, you're still dead.
As they're sneaking away, Metal Robotnik spots them and fires sticky stuff from its butt.
Okay, first of all, gross. Second of all, Metal Robotnik here says, you really thought I would fall for that. So not only did Metal Robotnik not shoot them point blank, but then it kind of like broke the bridge so that they would quote unquote drown, knew the head grabbed onto the bridge and was like, anyway, bye.
Yeah, they were vulnerable at point blank range and then even more vulnerable while holding onto the metal for dear life. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe Metal Robotnik just didn't think it was sporting.
There's a scene, because for some reason it's a plot critical thing that Tails is scared of lightning, right? While Sonic and Tails are hanging from the metal railing under the bridge, lightning strikes and Tails is scared, and then Sonic says something, but I have no idea what. He sounds like he's saying, I may?
It's why me.
Oh, that makes sense.
I'm pretty sure it was blimey. Sorry, go ahead.
The voice acting can be a bit hard to understand at times, especially Tails.
I noticed that Sonic sometimes has like a Australian accent.
Hey, what's wrong with Tails' voice?
Boy, mate.
Anyway, Tails gets stuck to a fence, and then Sonic gets blown up as Knuckles watches from afar.
Knuckles!
As Metal Robotnik advances to finish off Tails, Sonic returns atop a missile, flying it directly at the robot.
The reveal of Knuckles is like he digs out of the ground, like, peeks his head out, like... What's this noise outside my house?
Yeah, he lives there.
It's Australian Knuckles.
He has an awesome hat. It's a great hat.
The first time we watched this, I thought this wasn't Knuckles. It was like, I don't know, in like a kid's cartoon show where you have a relative of a main character, like they have a hat or something. So I thought that's what it was.
Hello, mate, I'm Aborigine Knuckles.
I'm Knuckles. Knuckles is long-lost cousin.
I'm Buckles.
I do
Knuckles
chuckle.
Knuckles without a cane.
In the explosion, Sonic gets stuck to the ground, and since Metal Robotnik wasn't finished off, it moves in for the kill. Then Knuckles interrupts, knocking Metal Robotnik off balance and saving Tails, who saves Sonic, who saves Knuckles.
Yay, the power of friendship.
I have to say, are you going to be talking about the battle next, or is that a part of this?
My next note is, together the heroes vanquish Metal Robotnik.
Okay, cool. So Metal Robotnik is dealt with kind of gruesomely, all in all. I mean, he gets gets run through twice. Poor guy. Well, bot, but still.
Yeah, it's just a robot.
And not even that. As we learn soon enough, well, we should wait to reveal that, shouldn't we?
The robot's remains fall into the water below, and suddenly Sarah and Robotnik appear from inside. It was Robotnik all along.
It was a suit. Kind of. It was a mech.
It was Sarah all along! She took Robotnik hostage! Eva.
And Sonic blasted through them both at least once.
Yep.
Sarah's the real villain, everybody.
Also, there's something about Knuckles' floating / flying in this movie that's just unsettling and hilarious.
Yeah. You can just fly.
Yeah, that's in two notes time. I mentioned that.
He's attached to an invisible balloon. I feel like whoever made this anime like just saw Knuckles in a video game once and like didn't get any notes on how does his flying work, and was like, okay, he just defies gravity, I guess. He's like Mewtwo.
He's a mole who flies. Yeah, that makes sense.
And they also decide that he's a treasure hunter.
Well, his main deal is hanging around with that big gemstone, so...
Hey, everyone needs a hobby.
Yeah.
The three heroes didn't see Sarah and Robotnik, however, nor overhear Robotnik's vague threats about a greater foe waiting in Robotropolis. Sonic and Tails finally head into Robotropolis as Knuckles flies alongside them like Superman.
I feel like he flies more like an Omni-Man.
Knuckles fights off some attacking badniks as Sonic and Tails attempt to stop the generator, and with 1 second remaining, they succeed. This traps Sonic in a green box.
Oh no!
You missed the most important point. They face the most dire enemy, which is a slowly moving treadmill.
It's not moving slowly.
And then Tails remembers he can fly?
No, Sonic reminds him he can fly.
That is true. And he still doesn't.
The green box does something to Sonic before the whole machine starts to collapse, revealing Hyper Metal Sonic.
Woo!
It's a very Terminator-esque reveal with the dark electric orb and then the Terminator Sonic within.
I almost mentioned Terminator in my note and then I thought, no, I'll just gloss over it. Because, yeah, it's very reminiscent.
Yep.
A laugh echoes around the place as Metal Robotnik rises from the ground, but it falls apart, and then Sarah beats up Robotnik.
You also missed that the souls of the damned come to judge Sonic and then help resurrect Metal Eggman,
Robotnik. Yeah, I didn't know how to describe those little balls of flame that are there for some reason.
The souls of the damned, of course.
What, you mean souls of the darned?
No. This is Anime Sonic.
Robotnik explains his scheme and how Sonic has just been scanned to power up Hyper Metal Sonic, so the latter can destroy the former and Robotnik can destroy the land of the sky.
Oh, I forgot to ask one thing. Why did they bring Metal Robotnik with them? Because it just, like you said, it falls apart. Also, Metal Sonic is intense.
Hyper Metal Sonic, you mean?
No.
Okay. Metal!
Hyper Metal Sonic attacks Sonic and gains the upper hand, taking him from the land of darkness. Robotnik also leaves in a flying craft, though as they fly... I didn't say that Sarah's in there in my note. Robotnik leaves in a flying craft with Sarah, though as they fly he unbinds her, you know, because she was tied up for, what, 40 seconds, in time to watch through Hyper Metal Sonic's eyes as he kicks Sonic into an abyss.
Woo, Hyper Metal Sonic!
They also fly past what looks to be Saturn, which is interesting because they're, you know, underground. Well, not underground, but within the planet.
Another dimension.
This is the part of the film where it gets convoluted and incomprehensive. What's happening?
Also, it is a Saturn, because they're trying to sell the Sega Saturn.
Ah. Tails and Knuckles...
It all makes sense! Sorry.
Tails and Knuckles head back to the tornado, even though I'm pretty sure it looked unsalvageable. And then at the island which Sonic and Tails started the movie on, also known as Sonic's home, I mean, it's referred to as that later, the owl is approached by Hyper Metal Sonic.
So, like in the games, Sonic likes to ride on Tails' plane. It's a biplane. So he likes to ride on the top of the higher set of wings. But then bloody Knuckles does it as well. Why doesn't he just install a seat?
That would make the craft heavier.
Ah, of course. Oh yeah, we need to get the speed, of course.
Time passes and Sonic wakes up in a bush and recalls his fight. Hyper Metal Sonic starts blowing up South Island while the president watches from a balcony. Meanwhile, Tails and Knuckles have arrived back home with the tornado. Despite it already being a junkyard, apparently now it's been wrecked. And the owl has been, unfortunately, dressed in terrible 90s clothes.
Sonic's favorite clothes, you mean?
It's so dumb because the edit where the Metal Sonic arrives, it's like a horror film where like Metal Sonic is about to like visit all these people and like murder them, but no, he just forced the owl to put on the clothes.
Something I don't think we mentioned was in the earlier scene where we see Eggman and Sarah flying around, they've changed clothes. At some point within this flight, they have put on a, I think it was like light blue suit for Eggman, and a bridal gown for Sarah.
That's actually my next note.
Oh, okay. I had it before Tails and Knuckles was flying, sorry.
I go from the 90s clothes to speaking of clothes. While Robotnik and Sarah watch her home being destroyed, he gives her a dress, which she enthusiastically accepts.
Where and when did they change? How?
In the craft. in the aircraft.
I mean, sometime after that note and, in two notes' time.
Okay. I just want to note, though this is for the next, like, probably five notes, I have just written in all caps, what is happening? Which describes the next scenes well.
Tails fiddles with the GPS watch as he thinks it can be used against Hypermetal Sonic. Since footage suggests that Sonic himself is behind the attacks, the president calls Sonic's house and gets insulted by Knuckles. We quickly check in with Sarah and Robotnik to find him in a suit, and she's now in a wedding dress, wondering why he would give it to her, which he explains as everyone else on the planet would soon be dead, so they need to get married. The president, meanwhile, had been told what had happened. Knuckles explains what Hypermetal Sonic's target must be, the huge glacier which holds together the continents and keeps magma at bay. Or something. With the magma unleashed, it would cause the glacier to melt, and the continents would fly off into space, leaving only the land of darkness.
Because that's how science works.
Don't you know anything about science?
No.
As the two Sonics are linked, Tails begs the president not to tell Sonic if he sees him. Sonic has stood behind the president and heard it all.
Yeah, he's just casually there.
At the glacier, after some time passes, Hypermetal Sonic smashes a hole in it. I just wrote the glacier again. Like, I just established it was a glacier, causing magma to burst out. Sonic arrives moments later, and the two fight, winding up with Hypermetal Sonic getting its head lodged inside Robotnik's craft. Sonic reacts in pain, and Robotnik realizes it's because Sarah is kicking Hypermetal Sonic in the head, and the two must be linked.
Wait a minute.
Oh, that's what happened! Jesus Christ, that was bugging me.
I thought Sonic was blushing for some reason.
Yeah, it kind of looked like he landed on his nuts and...
Yeah, I thought that at first, and then he's holding his head. Huh? Oh, it's because...
I mean...
Sarah's embarrassed about Hypermetal Sonic possibly seeing up her dress, and so he's kicking him in the head.
I mean, when you land on your nuts, you do all kinds of different poses to, like, to hopefully get rid of the pain quicker. Doesn't work, though. You just have to bear with it for a moment. It's like when you stub your toe, you do the same thing.
Yeah, that's true. The fight continues and Sarah gets knocked out of the craft, but saved by Knuckles. Robotnik then blows up the tornado, but not Tails, who accidentally molests Sarah.
And they are all mad about it.
Look, he's like a little fox person. You don't get upset for like your cat punching your boob. They don't know what they're doing.
A resident owner of animals and well, hang on. Does your family have pets, Aaron?
Yeah, multiple cats. Well, at the moment.
We have two experts on the matter. What do you say?
It hurts physically because they have claws.
Thank you, that was our local expert.
Knuckles manages to divert the magma from damaging the specific ice bridge that he had warned the others about, and Tails uses the GPS watch to scramble Hypermetal Sonic's circuits at a critical moment, which is also when the president arrives, smashing a plane into the very same ice bridge.
There's a scene here where the lava starts flowing and Sarah is screaming that, oh, you've got to do something! And Knuckles looks at the lava and just kind of goes, well, I can't do anything. And then they do the age-old gag of woman asking, well, what if I smile real pretty like, will it do it then? And then Knuckles does it.
Look, she used her skill set to save the day, okay?
Her skill set.
It's not sexist at all.
Her skill set as a cat girl.
She's yes. The hero.
She's the also, only woman in the thing.
The only thing that was missing was Knuckles saying "milady." Also, someone shouts, Mr. President! Which I laughed at.
I think that was Sonic.
Probably.
Mr. President, get down!
Sonic and Tails go to help the president get out of his plane, but Hypermetal Sonic interrupts. Tails goes to fiddle with his watch, and Robotnik shoots it. Either he's a very good shot, or he was aiming for Tails and missed.
Which makes the scene of the bridge all that much worse.
Hypermetal Sonic attacks again, but in the melee, Sonic uses the robot to free the president, by way of exploding the president. Also, the owl is there.
The old man.
Oh, that's his brother.
That means the president is President Owl.
Maybe it's Senior Owl.
No, I meant that the owl is the brother of the owl.
Oh.
It's a different owl.
Even though he's still wearing those cool 90s clothes?
Yeah, they're pretty sweet. Someone else can want to wear them as well.
True.
Hypermetal Sonic is hit by debris from the explosion, sending it down into a pit filling with magma. Sonic hurries down to try and rescue his foe, who slaps his hand away and melts.
And that's the first time Metal Sonic says words that the audience can hear. There can only be one Sonic.
And he cuts off his head.
Yeah, he speaks earlier in like machine code, and Sonic understands. It's like, what?
Clearly, Sonic understands because you know, while Metal Sonic might know everything Sonic is going to do, that's not going to help Metal Sonic because Sonic knows everything Metal Sonic is going to do. Strange, isn't it? And that also includes words.
And that was like a one liner that was supposed to hype you up. Because the music was playing.
Yeah. It hyped me up a lot.
That's
strange, isn't it?
Strange, isn't it?
This the end, quote-unquote end, of Hyper Super Mega Expert Sonic Plus is very much a Terminator 2 ending.
Yes.
No, because that was heartwarming.
Whereas this was tear-jerking.
This was metal warming.
No, it was kind of dark. It was weirdly dark for this lighthearted thing.
You mean because Hypermetal Sonic has all of Sonic's thoughts and feelings and knows that he's about to die?
Look, the tone of this whole thing is all over, actually. Like, sometimes it's like really goofy and sometimes it's serious.
I do wish that Hypermetal Sonic had been allowed to stick around and grow into himself as a person and be everyone's friend.
Don't worry, he was fictional.
Robotnik brags about still having a CD with Sonic's data on it, but a very slow missile he launched earlier bites it and explodes.
You gotta love Chekhov's gag.
Knuckles then punches Sonic as payback for jumping on his head earlier, and runs off with the Hedgehog and Tails in pursuit. Everyone else jumps into Robotnik's craft, and they chase after the heroes. The end.
Yeah, so this whole thing was set off by Dr. Robotnik kidnapping the president. And once it's over, Sonic, Knuckles, and Al leave the president alone with Dr. Robotnik.
So, was it a good adaptation?
Yes.
No.
Sure, why not?
No, it's not. It doesn't have any rings. Yeah. It has two different types of badniks from the game, and there's like two dozen different badniks. The president and
Sarah. They had like a crab at one point.
Yeah, the crab mate.
Look, there was a blue hedgehog, and he was going fast. That's all I need.
He was radical.
Judging by that rotating platform, he wasn't even going that fast.
And they also included his like classic figure eight run thing.
I mean,
like, there was a pion at one point.
I mean,
it did seem very much like they were trying to really amp up a lot of stuff from Sonic CD specifically into being this awesome movie. And I think that they brought in a lot of the neat features from that, like Metal Sonic, that figure eight run, and like kind of warping a bit. It could have been a more accurate adaptation, but I feel like they just swung for the fences and had a lot of fun with it, and I appreciate that.
To be fair, you could look at it as an origin story as to why Knuckles doesn't wear a hat, because it got set on fire that one time.
Very true. Also, we didn't note this earlier, but Knuckles' whole thing is punching real hard, yeah?
Yeah.
He can't break glass.
No.
He doesn't chuckle.
He kicks at one point.
So, everyone, is it a yata, a nanny, or a baka? Aaron?
I would say this is a yata. The music in this was, like, the best part. It was such a jam the whole time. But, like, this is the second time I'm watching this, and I admit this is mostly because I'm a huge fan of just Metal Sonic in general as a character. And I love anything that has a lot of Metal Sonic. I think he looks awesome in this. And I really like what they did with Metal Sonic in the film. And so this is A+ for me. Yata.
And goes?
I'll go with Nanny, because it's a mixed bag for me. Again, the tone I feel like is all over the place. Sometimes it's serious, sometimes it's goofy, and it doesn't really transition smoothly from one to the other. The animation overall is good, but sometimes it, like, I want to call it editing. Sometimes it doesn't connect what's happening. Like, at one point, I think Knuckles is running away from Dr. Robotnik's ass cannon, and it cuts to him, suddenly cuts to him being surprised. Oh my god, I can't move now! And we didn't see him getting glued to the floor yet.
That's true.
Oh, and I liked the music. I liked the opening song, and the same song was played during the final fight. But otherwise, the music didn't stand out to me.
Okay, and Jack?
This is a somewhere between a baka and a nani. If I have to choose, I'll go with a nani, because while it is enjoyable, and it's not too long, running out to about an hour, it has some issues with pacing, I think. It has some issues with the voiceovers. I had trouble with, especially with Tails. But on the other hand, there is some nice animation to be seen, especially the running segments and like the traveling segments were pretty good. Just in all, showing Sonic doing Sonic things. Also, this is a gold mine for reaction gifts.
And Arthur?
I think for me, it's somewhere between a yata and a nani, because I kind of like the themes that it has, and I kind of like the characters, but this time around, I just didn't enjoy it as much, surprisingly. And I found that weird, but I do agree with Gorse where it feels kind of like a mixed bag.
Okay. For me, it's a yata. It's fun, funny, and the music's great. I mean, it has its issues, but I'll get into those in a moment. Does it deserve its My Animalist score of 6.93?
I think it's a pretty good score for it to have because of the... Again, there are some parts that feel good and are enjoyable, but otherwise, I feel like they could have done better.
This is out of 10, right?
Sorry?
This is out of 10, correct?
Yeah.
I think it's a good score. I have no nostalgic or otherwise connection to Sonic, so I'm pretty much watching this as an outsider to the whole thing. It's a good time. It's worth a watch, but it's nothing mind-blowing.
I think the score is maybe a little bit high. Like, could be a bit lower. If it was, like, more condensed, I'll be fine with that score.
I'd personally bump it up to, you know, the mid-sevens myself, but for an aggregate, I think that definitely is fair. I admit I am biased with the Metal Sonic and me being a major Sonic fan ever since I was a little one. But I think it's a fair score, ignoring the bias.
I'd score it a bit higher, but probably not much more, because while I enjoy it, I admit it's not great.
7.95.
What would you score it, Aaron, if it was another classic Sonic villain instead of Metal?
Like,
let's say it's the other robot guy that turns good later on, the big one.
It's Omega. It's Duckles.
Gamero?
I don't know. I haven't watched played the games.
If it were Gamma, it would be 10 out of 10.
Robotnik keeps making robots that turn good.
Okay, let's say it's Dingle Dang, the new enemy minion thing that's no one ever seen. How would you rate it then?
Like an original, interesting, like Sonic robot villain that like has an interesting character arc in the film.
Didn't say interesting.
10 out of 10.
What if it was Duckles, the echidna, Knuckles' his evil brother? He would be wearing a Nazi hat.
Does he die horribly?
I'm not gonna come up with any more details. That's all the details you're gonna get. He has a Nazi hat.
It's exactly the same. It's just Metal Sonic is now a Nazi again.
Yeah, I think that would probably lessen my enjoyment of the film.
Right, you heard it here, folks.
I don't like Nazis.
Okay, I think this episode's gone on long enough.
I think we broke ace a bit.
That about brings us to the end of this episode. Thank you for joining me, Artura and Gus.
Thank you. Hi.
Thank you for having us.
And special thank you for joining us for this 100th episode spectacular, Erin and Jackman.
Thank you very much for having us.
There's a reason they don't let me in.
And it's because they would have to let me in too.
Thank you for listening to the Pals Anime Lounge, and thank you for subscribing wherever you found this episode. You can find more from us on GameGrin.com, finding us on social media, or listening to the Greencast podcast. Until next time, game on.